This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, but again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, thanks again. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. God bless you. In case you're just joining the podcast, End Time World News is about news, world news and current events, and alternative news. And we go where the lamestream mainstream media refuses to go. So in other words, the lamestream mainstream media doesn't want to go places. We go where those places where they don't want to go. We cover things and subjects and topics where they just choose they do not want to go. So, okay, I want to dive right in here, folks. This will probably be a short podcast. Today is December 7th, 2024. Time of this podcast is about 6:01 p.m. here at Eastern Standard Time here in Central Florida. Welcome, everybody. And I want to dive into today's information. And I just want to tell you, folks, what I have seen, again, this is in my own humble opinion, but what I have seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks will blow your mind away. I have, of course, working and everything else, but in my spare time, I have seen so many things on the internet that will blow your mind away. I've seen people on there. Let's just put it this way, folks. We are in the end times. The world is starting to crumble and fall apart. And as it says in the Bible, truth will be everywhere. You know, right will be wrong, wrong will be right. You have to be able to decipher what is true here in the end times. Wars and rumors of war, again, in the book of Revelation. And it's very, very, very fascinating. It's fascinating to know that Jesus' return is soon. Yeshua, if you want to know his name there in Hebrew, Yeshua, and God is known as Yahweh. So Yeshua and Yahweh, the Son of God, Yeshua and God Almighty Yahweh. It's very, very interesting, folks. What I'm seeing is it will blow your mind away. I've had a lot of answers to questions, and this podcast will be short, but it's kind of on a personal note this time. I have been diagnosed earlier on in the year, March or April, as diabetes. They didn't diagnose me for a while, but as diabetes. Then I've been watching different types of videos that says that is bunk. Type 2 diabetes is completely curable. And again, this is what I've been watching. This is what I've been taking in. This among hundreds and hundreds of different videos. And they explain on these different videos, folks. And again, this is the day and age, you know, the information age now, technology, AI, et cetera, et cetera. They explain that it's due to diet and there are parasites in there. And the way that you get this is you can change your diet and try this or try that, or even try apple cider vinegar or a combination of that. And that will help rid these parasites that are thus blocking the sugar levels and blocking the insulin and causing your sugar to go up and different things. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I mean, if you sit back and look at that, folks, and analyze that and realize that the world and the healthcare professionals are in business to make money and to solely make money. And you realize and you get kind of, you know, like me, I don't really get angry anymore at my age, but I just sit back there and I just go, huh, you know, this is crazy. The healthcare profession makes money when you're sick. Doctors, hospitals, surgeons, nurses, everybody, including the pharmaceutical industry, everybody goes broke when you are healthy, folks. Everybody goes broke when you're healthy. That's what it's all about. It's about keeping you sick as long as we possibly can until you die. And then they hope and pray, well, you have a brother or sister or a cousin or somebody, or your mom or your dad, grandma or grandpa, somebody else that's sick in your family, so they can start the process all over. And it's very, very, very sick. Diabetes is one. I've seen other articles about cholesterol, good and bad, you know, and I've listened to doctor after doctor after doctor, folks, and no doctor on there tells you that you die of cholesterol. You don't die of cholesterol. What happens is cholesterol goes into the arteries, and if there is damage to an artery, it will go in there and it will try to heal. It's just like your blood clotting. If you cut yourself, your blood clots. The white blood cells, everything starts to coagulate and stop the bleeding. Think about it on the inside. If you do damage to your arteries, you're eating foods and different things, and you have a cut inside your arteries, you don't want your arteries internally bleeding and you not know it. What happens is cholesterol comes and they form over that and create just like a patch job. And so, yeah, I know when you get a lot of buildup and then your blood doesn't flow, but nobody has died of cholesterol. They'll say, oh, they had a blockage, they have this, they have that, blah, 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 blah. The blockages, as I'm studying now, and again, the healthcare, the medical establishment is not telling us everything. Just like everything in the world, you know, the medical establishment, they're in business to make money. Bottom line, when you're sick, they make millions of billions of dollars, not just here in the United States, but globally. And that's what you have to think about it. It's sick. No one dies of cholesterol, folks. No one dies like that. It's the drugs, just like metformin. Again, if you're on diabetes, metformin, you take metformin, eventually over time, that'll shorten your life. You know, what is the brain? The brain now, as I study more and more, the brain is nothing but a big, it's a pile about 96 to 98% cholesterol. So how in the hell is cholesterol going to kill you, folks? It's not. Cholesterol is the body's natural repair, and the body has to have it in order to live and to function. So nobody's dying of cholesterol if you eat right and stuff like that. Nobody's dying. Somebody's arteries get plugged, and like I said, cholesterol comes in the arteries and starts just like bandaging up. If you have a leak or you have a blood vessel or a rupture or something like that, cholesterol inside the artery comes and forms and starts sealing it up. Somebody will say you have too much, and somebody will say, well, that's because you have a lot of holes in your body. You have a lot of, in your arteries, you have a lot of leaks. You have a lot of blood cells leaking out, so the cholesterol is doing its job, just like you're putting a coat of cement on a wall to patch a hole, or you're if you're doing drywall, my drywall friends, my construction friends would relay, you put some patch on drywall to patch the hole, and then you sand it down, and then you prime, and then you paint it, and then you're all back to normal again. Same thing kind of with the body. And people don't understand that, and people don't seem to realize that. You know, we've been the point of this podcast, folks, is, and again, I'm getting off a little too much on healthcare, but the point of this podcast is we are living in a perpetual lie. The devil is causing this with every sentence that comes out of somebody's mouth nowadays, or even a professional, and I don't care what you do, especially on the news, you know, 75-80% might be a lie. And people don't understand that. People cannot, will not, and do not want to understand that, folks. Everything coming out of the news media, everything coming out of almost any type of news, any type of information, any type of, even the government, we've all been lied to, folks. That's the point of this podcast here today. We've all been lied to. Everything that is said, everything that's the optics that looks like it's this or that is not true. It's just not true. I have heard so much, hundreds of thousands of bits of information over the last 3 weeks. It'll just literally blow your mind. Not just on healthcare, but on everything. It will literally blow your mind. And it's the craziest stuff, you know, from healthcare to the government to you know, I've even heard things going on in the government, you know, that to even prepare. And again, I don't want to start panic or anything like that, but prepare soon. We might get some of our cities, some of our major cities might get nuked. And again, that's information I've heard from different news sources and podcasts, reliable Christian news sources, by the way. But again, they said that is a possibility. So we have to understand, you know, we're in, as Trump referred, we might be in a golden age, but we're in the last days, folks. We are in the last days. Our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Christ, Jesus Christ.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Christ will be returning soon. And that's what you have to understand. God Almighty, through God Almighty, of course, always. And we have to give Him praise and glory. You have to always give God praise and glory, Yahweh. We always do, folks. We always. And this is what's going on. We're living in a perpetual lie. Before I conclude here, folks, and you have to understand, you have to give your life to Jesus. You have to give your life to Yeshua. You have to give your life and accept Yeshua as your Lord and personal Savior. Accept Christ, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and personal Savior, folks. You have to, because we're living in the end days. I don't know how long I'll be here. I don't know how long anybody out there in the listening audience will be here. I don't know. Do I know when Christ's return, Yeshua's return is? No, I don't know this. But I can tell you it's going to be soon. I can tell you that bad things will happen, and things and should not scare you, but things will happen, and these things will happen And the rapture will be soon. And that's what you have to understand. All of this will trigger the rapture. And the rapture will be here. The Antichrist will be here. Everything will happen. The mark of the beast will happen. Everything will happen. There'll be a complete cleansing of the earth through Jesus Christ, through Yeshua, folks. And that's what you have to understand. This is very, very, very important. And again, if you think that you're so, you know, and I've had people and people much more educated than myself, and I just laugh and I said, God, they don't know, forgive them. And I just laugh, and people don't believe me. They think that I try to be conspiracy theory, hyperbolic conspiracy theory, this and that. And I mean that very seriously. You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to agree with anything if you don't want to. But Jesus, Yeshua, is coming back, and our Lord and Savior will be back soon. And you have to give your life to Yeshua, to Jesus Christ. You have to. And the world is not what it is. We're living in a facade. We're living in a mirage. This is not real. This is not real. I can't tell you, like I said, over the last 3 weeks of these different information sources that I'm getting, again, Christian sources and just different things, and sometimes things at random, so I take with a grain of salt. And again, as a Christian, we have to be careful, folks. We have to be very, very careful as who we believe in. Yahweh, God Almighty, Yeshua, Jesus with Christ. We have to be very careful of what we hear, what we believe in. You know, I had heard, on a different note, you know, you have the ancient Sumerian text, and back then, the ancient Sumerians, they're saying, well, that's 1,000 years B.C. or before Christ, and then you guys are going to listen to the Bible 1,000 years after that, or 800 years after that, and then you guys are going to listen to the Bible and believe everything the Bible says? Well, yeah. But also, you have to understand, folks, and this is the reality, again, things aren't what they appear to be. The reality is, King James, and the more I do research, and I've done just a little bit of research, King James, you know, he had his real mother murdered, or should I say beheaded, and then eventually through his aunt, he, once the aunt passed, then he took over as the reigning king of England. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't realize that about King James. They don't realize that. They don't realize where these people come from. They don't realize also, and again, that this is probably going to get me in trouble here, but they don't realize parts of the Bible, at least in the Catholic Bible, and I'm sure every other Bible, the scripture has been altered. And I really believe that. Do I believe that with my heart? Well, yeah. Do I believe that? Because Satan's been around for a long time, folks. Satan's been around, and people will say, you know, before humanity, there was another race living here, this and that, this and that. Well, of course there was, because God exiled, and God through what, a third of the angels, Michael defeated Lucifer, or Satan, and he was cast out of heaven, and like a bolt of lightning, he was cast out of heaven and thrown down, and he was thrown down out of heaven. Him and a third of the angels were cast out of heaven. So you have to understand that. So were there advanced societies and different things going on here before the Bible? You know, I would have to say probably, you know. And the reason why I say probably is because the way humanity is. Humanity has been originally, in Adam and Eve, humanity was started. You got to understand that, folks. And this is where evolution falls apart, because you have to understand the earth is thousands of years old. And I don't know about millions, but I would say it's thousands of tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of years old. You have to understand, folks, that Lucifer, Satan, and a third of the angels were cast down in heaven. They were cast out of heaven because of what? His pride, his pride and his arrogance, and he wanted to take over God, take over for God, and God cast him away. God threw him out of heaven. And you got to understand, you know, the big debate now is, would somebody would say, was Lucifer here on earth before Adam and Eve? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But the answer is, I can tell you this, God has had to scrap this. God has had to scrap this and erase the earth and cleanse the earth and start all over. We know that in the flood with Noah. Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden tree of forbidden fruit, tempted by Satan. And so lo and behold, after that, the human race started becoming corrupted. You have Cain and Abel, the two brothers, you know, the children of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. And so what happened? Cain murdered Abel. And then what happened after that? And then God asks you, what have you have done? And then God marked Cain that nobody should ever, ever, ever try to hurt him or murder him. God placed a mark on him. And so, lo and behold, he was the first murderer in the Bible, at least what we know or what we're told. So you have to understand, you know, the devil's been around for a long time. This temptation's been around for eons and eons, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And you have to understand, folks, that the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is coming soon, and all the temptations that go on. And you also have to understand, you know, this is our second time around. You know, the first time, again, what happened, God cleansed the earth. He said that was enough. People were getting they were getting crazy back then. You know, generations of generations, you know, be fruitful and multiply. And so they multiplied. The people were crazy, kind of like what's going on now. You know, rape, murder, you had all kinds of things, drunkardness, adulterers, you know, on and on and on and on, folks. And so God cleansed the earth. God told Noah and his sons and called them aboard the ark. God cleansed the earth. And on that note, that's where you have to understand. And that's where you have to realize, folks, God did the right thing. God already started over. And this is going to happen again. What's going to happen again in the not-so-near future, God will call us believers up to heaven that accept Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as their Lord and personal Savior. He'll call them up to heaven. That's what he will call. As long as you don't take the mark of the beast. And once he calls you up to heaven, and then what's going to happen is there's going to be a war here on earth, and the earth will be completely wiped out, and all the rest of the non-believers will be cast in the lake of fire. You have to understand that. This is what's coming, folks. And so the earth will be recreated for 1,000 years. And so that's where you have to understand, folks, that this earth that we live on is very temporary. This life that we live on, you have to understand, you'll live forever. And I don't mean earthly wise, I mean spiritually wise. You will live forever, folks, because the soul, the spirit, goes on and on and on. The soul, the spirit, will live forever. And you have to understand that. And you have to understand that's how God made us. God didn't just make us just a human. Yeah, to be on this earth he did, in order to maintain and have a life and everything else on this earth, be fruitful and multiply, he had to make us a human so we could survive on this planet. But God realizes you'll live forever. You'll live forever because you're spiritual. So don't ever forget that, folks. And again, the soul will go up or down. The soul will either go to heaven or burn an eternal lake of fire, hell. So that's what you must never, ever, ever forget when you have questions and you have doubts about the God, our one and only Creator, and Yeshua, Jesus Christ. If you ever have doubts, just remember that. We live forever spiritually. When we die, we'll either go to heaven or we go to hell. So I hope that helps, folks. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I know it's a little bit different podcast today, but I thank you so much for listening, and I thank you. And I hope you got something out of today's podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com /endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. That's it. God bless you. Thanks for listening, folks. Till next time. Bye for now.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.